So yeah, there's a couple of people who told me they couldn't make it along today. So what I said was I'll record the session. And even for your own benefit as well, what I'll do is I'll put the recording online, send out the link to everybody, and even during the week, if you think, oh, I wonder what to say about that, you can go back and listen to it. Is that okay? So, and it'll be done in three sections, the introduction session, the law session, and the collection session. So it'll be there for you if you want to go back. Certainly over the next 2 weeks, Paul and I are available, so we know the panic starts to set in, you know, nothing like a deadline to focus the mind. So on a personal level as well, if you are going through stuff, if you have any questions or queries, will you pick up the phone or drop me an email? And I think I'm fairly much around now for the next 2 weeks. I've been on the missing list for the last week or so, thank God, because I don't make money when I'm sitting in the office. You know, I only make money when I'm out. So that's that. But evening time, whenever. You know, now if you're sitting there at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're on your own, pal. But certainly up to 9 o'clock, you're grand. Is that all right? So if you are stuck or if you're panicking, the last thing we want people to do is panic. Is that okay? So that's that. So I have just produced a quick thing just on exam techniques, which I suppose is important. So if I just go through this with you, first of all, that might be a good idea. So that's today. So in terms of revision, so we've 2 weeks from today for the exam, and I know it is hanging over you. What I would definitely advise you is just make a timetable. Like, decide, look, I'm going to do a bit of study on a Tuesday night and a Thursday night, or whatever the case may be. You pick your own hours and times, rather than sitting there watching the telly thinking, I should be studying, I should be studying, I should be studying. There's no point in beating yourself up. Is that okay? So there's a time for telly and there's a time for studying. So as long as you make a timetable, you can stick to your timetable and work away at it. So that's the one thing that I would do over the next couple of weeks. I think, and Paul will confirm it on the law, but certainly, look, it's pretty simple. There are 4 modules in each of the topics. There are 8 questions on the exam paper. You've seen the exam paper. So it's more or less 2 questions per module. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So in other words, if there is a module that you do not like at all, you can ignore it. Now that means that you will have a choice between answering 4 questions out of 6 rather than the 8, but sure, what the hell. Is that all right? So you focus in, and as I say, we'll tell you how to focus in on as well. So the key areas, we will give you those today. The exam is in room 203 in NCI, so it's not here on the day. When you come into reception, you go straight past reception, there's lifts up to the second floor, and when you come out of the lift, turn left, and there's an exam hall there. So, and in the exam hall, there'll be the group here, there'll be the diploma group, so there'll be other people. You'll see some strangers in the room and wonder, what are they there? So that's that. That is the exam hall. So it's room 203 in NCI. And again, we ask people to arrive about half an hour early. And if you want to arrive earlier, that's fine. I'll certainly be here between 8:30 and 9 o'clock anyway. So, you know, I would get there. I know the exam starts at 10. If you're there, certainly by 9:30. Just rushing in the door last minute, your head's all over the place and it's stressful enough trying to do an exam. So arrive in time, relax. Easy for you to say, sitting up there who wrote the paper and has all the answers in front of him. Yes, I know. So that's that. So arriving good time. And in terms of everything you need, so obviously you'll be supplied with the exam paper, and we'll also supply you with exam scripts as well. So there will be proper exam scripts to do the exam. So all you need to do is bring some pens and pencils with you. Is that all right? You don't need calculators for this one. No, there's no calculations in collection so low. So just literally a couple of pens, couple of pencils. No harm, bottle of water. Although I never thought I'd have to say this, and I did, because the last time this guy brought a 3-litre bottle of and cracking it, you know, trying to lift it up. They nearly threw them out. So these kind of bottles are fine. And if you want to bring a piece of fruit or something, that's okay too, just to keep the energy levels going. Cramming for an exam to me is an absolute waste of time. So look, you've done the work, and most of you have done very well in your assignments and your short tests and stuff. So if you look on the bright side, you have the guts of 30 marks going into it. Yeah? So now you do have to pass the exam, but look, of course you're going to do that. So to me, the night before the exam, a good night's sleep is far better than sitting up and studying and all that kind of stuff, which is good. On second one, if you want to bring, you know, a fruit or a drink or whatever, you know, I draw the line at crisps, you know, where you'll upset everybody. So just as long as it's quiet, it's up to yourself, that's fine. Starting the exam. What we will do for the start of the exam, just to help you to remain calm, is that the exam starts at 10 o'clock. The first exam starts at 10 in the morning. I will hand out the papers at 10 to 10. Is that okay? So if we're all here at 9:30, you can bring your notes, you can bring whatever you want in, sit down quietly, go through the stuff, which is fine. Then at about 10 to 10, I'll get you to bring the bags to the front of the room, so all the bags and baggage is here, and then I'll give you the paper 10 minutes early. And what I want you to do in that 10 minutes is just to read over the paper, and if nothing else, find the question you think is easiest. Is that okay? Because some people just get a mental block. So forget the mental block, just find the question you think is easiest. And if you want at that stage, you can pick the four questions that you think you'll have the best chance at. Is that okay? So you can just read the paper and relax, and then at 10 o'clock I'll give you the nod to start. For those of you who have attempted the mock paper, did anybody sit down for 2 hours to do the mock paper? I'm not going to embarrass you. So if you did, the hardest part is writing for 2 hours. It's something we don't do anymore. So just to forewarn you about that, so bring a tube of Voltarol to keep your hand moving. Physically writing for 2 hours can be difficult. So that's that. So that's the hard part. Check the instructions. Now, there's no trick instructions in any of it. And I think both in law and collections, there are 8 questions on the paper, and you have to answer 4 of them. So that's that. So it'll be very clear. And there are no compulsory questions. Okay, so there's nothing that I know when we get to risk there is, but in these two exams, so it's a free choice. You do any 4, and you don't have to do them in any order. Don't have to do question 1 and 2 and 3. You can do 8 and 6 and 4. And my advice to you is, start with the one you find the easiest. And that, once you get into the flow, then the brain starts working again. Is that okay? So that's that. Read the questions carefully before deciding what you want to do, which is fine. And yeah, that was advice given to me when I was doing an exam once, which is RTFQ, which is read the, and I have it down as full question, but I don't think he meant that when he said it to me. but I'm more refined than that. That to me is the most important. And one thing that happened in the last exam, it happened in the credit management exam, I will never forget it. And it upset me so much, I tell the story every time. The question on the exam paper was, it was in the credit management exam, and the question was, something list the benefits of having a credit policy. Yeah? Pretty simple question, you would think. And they went off on, oh, it's very important that companies have credit policies, and credit policy is this, and credit policy, and all the elements of the credit policy. And they knew credit policy backwards. And I'm sitting there reading this going, will you please give me a benefit? Because if you don't give me a benefit, I can't give you a mark. Yeah? And, it's some rain now, isn't it? So that's what I mean about read the question. Now, there's going to be no trick questions or whatever. If it says list, you list. If it says discuss, you have to give both sides of the argument. That's more for law than for collections. Whatever it says, if it says write a note, you write a note. Is that okay? And if you need to underline the verb in the sentence, it tells you what to do. Will you please just do that? And make sure that you're answering the question that's asked. So whatever it asks you to do, do it. I'll never forget that. And I think at the end of the day, I don't think I got any marks for that question at all. And the frustrating thing is they knew it so well. And had the question been, you know, what should a credit policy contain, they probably would have got full marks. But the fact that I asked them for a benefit and they didn't give me a benefit, it was very tough. So that's that. So underline the phrase, understand what's required, and then, if possible, just plan your answer. So just even, you know, three paragraphs or whatever, just write out. Now, there's no sort of prescribed, you know, people say, how much do you have to write? Well, you certainly won't give a full answer in half a page. Is that okay? So I would say a page, maybe a page and a half. But it's quality more than quantity. So that's that. So do the exam, relax. Oh yeah, your name. That's important. So when you get your exam script, will you please put your name on it? Because if I get exam scripts with no names, I don't know who to give the marks to. And if one person forgets to put their name on it, that's okay. If two people forget, then I'm in trouble because I don't know which is which. So that's that. So just make sure that you put your name on it as well. So read the questions twice. Start with the questions twice, easy, I told you that. Do the first answer and then read the questions again and choose the next one. So that's how you do it. If you start each question, now there'll be loads of pages in your exam script. So I think there's 48 pages in them or something. So there's no scarcity of paper. And if you have a real torrent of inspiration and you need a second exam script, that's okay too. What I never understand is people, they start off question one and they write a page and a half for question one. And then they start question two lines below it. I go, why would you do that? Just turn the page and start at the top of the next page or the page after. And just clearly mark, I'm doing question seven or whatever the case may be. And then if something strikes you and go, oh God, I forgot to put in about so-and-so in the last question, then you can go back and add it in. Whereas if you start the next question two lines below, you know, it's just so give yourself plenty of time and space and leave space. And if you want to leave a page or two, that's fine. Please put the numbers on the questions. So whatever question you're doing, make sure at the top of the page it says question 6, question 5, question 8, whatever it is. So as long as, because when the examiners are going through the papers, just to explain, you'd say, well, how would you miss it? Your God, you know, the script is the script. I'll explain to you how it could be missed. How it could be missed is that the process for correcting exam scripts is that when you go through them, and this is the way I think all the examiners will correct them, you first of all flick through the exam script, and on the front of the paper you put down the questions they answered. So I go question 1, question 3, question 7, question 8. Next, question 2, question 4, question 3. Okay, so I go through the pile of exam scripts and write on the front of them what questions they answered. And then I go through and I'll correct all the question ones. And I correct all the question twos. I just find it's easier to get into the flow. And then you say, well, hold on, they got 15 marks. But that was a better answer than the one I gave 14 marks to. So I go back and see, was I too generous or was I too mean? So it just keeps it fair for everybody that you can mark them in relation to everybody else. So if you do a question and you don't write question 4 on the top, I could skip over it. And then, because I'm doing it question by question by question, then, you know, so that's how. So just, it is very important that you mark it clearly what question that you're doing in order to get the marks for it. So that's that. So this is of vital importance. Allocate time for each question. So look, it's very simple. We can do sums. There's 2 hours to do the exam. There are 4 questions. So come on, Einstein. It's half an hour a question. And my advice to you is, no matter how much you know about the topic, if you start off on question one, and I will give you time checks throughout the exam. Is that okay? As far as I know, I'll be invigilating the exam, and even if I'm not, whoever is there will say to you, it's 10:30. It's 11. So you will, you know, if you get carried away, I think there is a clock in the room, but you're, you know, about. So you will get time checks. So I will give you half an hour. When I say it's 10:30, you stop mid-sentence, turn the page, and start on question two. You go back and finish it. You've got most of the marks now at this stage. Is that okay? And look, the job of an exam is to get marks. Again, another thing that absolutely upset me, and I could see it happening in front of me, and there was nothing I could do. This was in the risk exam, where the first question was to do a profit and loss balance sheet, and the person who was there took an hour and a half to balance the balance sheet. Missed all the rest of the exam. And even if they got it perfect, it was only, you know, a quarter of the marks. And then they were rushed to do the last questions. So people seldom, but people do fail the exam, I'm not going to tell you. And that's, and in a way that's good. I know you don't like hearing failures. People who think they know it all, who don't read the notes, who don't send in the tests, who turn up on the day and think they know it all, you know, and the people who aren't here, I've seen them fail the exam because they think they know it and they don't. Whereas I find people who have done the short tests, have completed the assignments, turn up at the induction and revision days, they tend to get through it. Is that okay? So that's that. So just please watch your time management. You can go back and finish it off at a later stage. Is that okay? Or not. Because there's no negative marking. You get marks for everything you get right. So that's important. So that's answering the questions. So the examiner's question, you've answered the question that they asked. Quality, not quantity, is the key. And ruthless, that means you put down your pen at 10:30, you start on the next question. Attempt every question. Every question you want. Now look, guys, if you have time, and if it's, you know, half an hour to go and you've answered the four questions, do a fifth. Like, why not? You might as well be doing a fifth as sitting outside having a glass of coffee or a drink of coffee or something, you know. So I would just do a fifth, and just in case you did have a disaster on one question, what we will do is, if you answer five questions, we will correct all five and we give you the four highest marks. Is that okay? So now, rushing to do four good questions is better than five bad questions. So I'm just saying, if you have time at the end and you can do a fifth question, do it. If you ignore my advice in terms of time management and you find yourself with 5 minutes to go and only three questions answered, then will you put down bullet points? Just even bum 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 bum. Just put something on the page. If there's something on the page, you'll get some marks. If there's nothing on the page, you'll get no marks. Is that okay? So put something down. So even if you have to just do bullet points for the last one, if you find yourself rushed, that is, you know, a good way. Although generally I think people find the exam is challenging enough. Like I can measure the success of an exam paper by the length of time people say in the exam hall. Are you with me? So, and I find that 2 hours is reasonable. It's not, you know, it is reasonable. So that's that. And then before you hand up your paper then, just go through it. And if there's part A and part B, sometimes people skip over part B or whatever. So just before you submit the paper, read through your answer again, make sure you've answered all the parts of the question as well, and then submit it. Is that all right? So that's that. The tips then, yeah, I guess it's better than a black spot. Why do people fail? They don't answer the question that was asked. They don't recognise the key terms. They miss the point of the question. They don't answer the parts of the question. Handwriting. It helps if I can read what you're writing. So I know handwriting can be a nuisance. So look, if you can, the bigger you write, the easier it is to read. And just on that, just to show off now. Oh, where's it gone? Do you know what I've done recently? I've gone and bought myself a fountain pen. I've gone back to the old ink and pen, and my writing has improved dramatically. So it's just the thought. And then after the exam, you know, forget the postmortems. It's done now. It's done. Forget it. Hand it up, walk away. And in the exam now, we have 2 hour break between the first exam from 10 to 12 and the second exam. And as far as I remember, we have law first, so that's because that's going to be harder, and we all know that. And then collections in the afternoon. So you have time to relax, get a bit of lunch. There's lots of places around where you can get lunch. Pints are not recommended. I think, you can do that afterwards. And that's that. So you have 2 hours. And again, for the afternoon, the same rules apply. Get in a half an hour early, and we'll be doing it all again. Is that okay? We will turn the results around fairly quickly as well. So I have to correct them. Then I send them off to a panel for adjudication to make sure I'm not being too lenient. So the whole process, you know, would certainly be wrapped up within 4 weeks anyway from the date of the exam. So, and what we do is, and maybe, well, I can do, I'll send it out to you. Between now and then, I'll send you out an exam application form. So just a Word document if you fill it in. And on the exam application form, what I want you to do is, I want you to fill in the address that you want the results to be sent to. Is that okay? So even if it's not the same as your other address, if you're going to be away for that week, give me the address you're going to be at, and I will post the results there. Is that okay? If you are away, and you hear the results are out and you didn't get yours, if you give me a shout the day after, I will email your own ones to you. Is that okay? But obviously, if I have 27 calls on the day, how do I do? I won't get any work done. So is that okay? So we will turn them around fairly quickly. And just wish you all the very best luck with it. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. So that's the important part. I will switch this off now to give you an opportunity. If you want to ask questions off the record, you can. So I will just